We got Mother's Day on Sunday and Cinco de Mayo, so it's going to be very intense. So everybody can come and have a lot of margaritas and a lot of chat de bandido.
720 WGN High atop Chicago Skyline Studio, and looking out, what you see is celebrations everywhere, specifically some of the bright spots, all seven locations of Fat Rosie's around the Chicagoland area, and the man lighting those fires and setting up all of that excitement with his hand on the pulse of all of it is the one and only Victor Tenorio. Victor, welcome. Welcome to WGN, and happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. I cannot believe it's already Cinco tomorrow. Times this year is flying.
It's been sneaky, Victor, right? Because it's been so cold where you feel like maybe it's not May yet, and then some of these other times. It does. It really feels like this one came up fast.
Way too fast. Way too fast. I cannot believe. But we're already there, so let's start celebrating. So.
Yeah,
let's do it.
The important thing is to be prepared for celebrations. Nobody does that better with great food, great drinks, great atmosphere and ambiance for all of the fans than Fat Rosie's. And we know that you are prepared. And so let the listeners know what kind of action-packed stuff is happening for Cinco de Mayo. And I guess probably celebrating all week.
Definitely. I mean, we have a great week. We got Mother's Day on Sunday and Cinco de Mayo. So it's going to be very intense. Some people go out before Mother's Day, and some people actually did went out last weekend. So we start getting some food traffic coming through the doors. It's been very nice. So everybody can come and have a lot of margaritas and a lot of chat de bandido.
I was on a call with a bunch of people, and they were saying that this is one of those occasions where Taco Tuesday and Cinco de Mayo falling on the same day could be one of those, I don't know, tear in the equilibrium of the universe or something like that. What happens with you guys when it is a Taco Tuesday? I mean, it's also Cinco. It's a special day.
Yeah, it's a TNT, Tacos and Tequila. Tacos and Tequila day. So we're going to have the Cinco de Drinko shot. We're going to have a margarita season starter. That's great. We're going to get mariachis in all locations. We're going to have those dancers, folklore dancers, all the locations, a face painting for the kids. So, and obviously, we very proud to have El Bandido Yankee and the Bug Bar. You know, the Reposado is one of my favorite tequilas, to be honest with you. But we're going to feature the Blanco and a Cinco de Drinko shot. I mean, you can miss that.
Yeah, it's high praise coming from somebody who knows this business, knows his tequila, to have El Bandido mentioned and supported in such a way. It's great, and nothing goes better with those cocktails and the tequila than the dishes at Fat Rosie's. So what kind of things, do you have any special dishes? I know the last time we talked, you guys were doing some street tacos. Those are so good. I think they stuck on the menu for the happy hour. But specifically, dishes-wise, what should people try?
I mean, I love the fajitas. I know we're going to be doing those tacos. We have an amazing menu. I mean, we're going to start our LTO menu for the summer in a couple weeks. So right now, we just finished our spring menu. I mean, we have juice drink specials right now. You know, it's a liquid diet. And obviously, fajitas, tacos. We got remodel our menu. And we got some tortas size. We got a burrito bowls. We got we make it refresh our menu a little bit. So you got to come and check it out.
Yeah, one of our favorite things for the family is the, there's a couple different things. There's actually quite a few, but it's the sizzling fajitas. Those are one of our extra ones where you can have it with a little bit of shrimp and the chicken and the beef, and you can have all of that connected. And the kids, you know what, they love the tres leches cake. That's their favorite.
Yeah, the tres leches is definitely a winner. You have to try it. Okay. You got the Fat Rosie's, you don't try the tres leches cake, you're not a Fat Rosie's. You got
to
try it every
If you want to make sure to be able to celebrate with mom, this is one of those things. It's on the calendar. It doesn't sneak up. Everyone's looking for great opportunities to honor and celebrate and feed their moms. And so just share before we let you go, Victor, as people kind of ease off of that Cinco de Mayo celebration, get into Mother's Day. How are big fans of Fat Rosie's just celebrating Mother's Day with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, please make your reservation. Always recommended. Seven locations in the Chicagoland. And now we got a location in Orlando. Mm. So brand new. It's open for a couple months. I don't know, you from Chicago, you're planning to go to Orlando. But you can try your food in Orlando. And it's amazing. Beautiful restaurant. I was there for the opening. That's a great vibes. We bring the party to Orlando, and a lot of more coming up. So I keep you posted on that.
Yeah, I know my wife's parents live down in the Orlando area, and we've definitely suggested it. So if fans, and there's so many of them, obviously we reach 38 states in Canada, WGN, a huge signal. I have heard it while on my way to Daytona driving in Florida on the radio. I have heard WGN radio, so it's not impossible, Victor, that people could hear it, and certainly so many people travel down there for the theme parks and vacation and everything. So if people do visit the Fat Rosies down there in Orlando, and congratulations on getting that going, is it the same as the ones up here? Will there be a lot of things that they know, love, and recognize in Florida?
Absolutely. It's going to be a big party. They're doing mariachis. They're doing the same thing we're doing, party all day. It's in Waterford Lakes, Orlando, so... I mean, you got to go. You're in Orlando. You have to check it out, Fat Rosies.
You got it. It's a destination for the taste buds. Definitely get down there for Fat Rosies. For Cinco de Mayo coming up, of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. And Victor, as we let you go, what is that website for people to go get more information, get those reservations for Mother's Day, and see all the locations and the action happening? Where do they go?
FatRosies.com. Easy. You can call. You can Google it. I mean, when you Google, it pipes right on. Just Google Fat Rosies and all the locations pop up.
You could have a helicopter drop you off. You could have your Uber driver take you. Any way to get there is a way to get there. Once you get inside, that's when the party happens, and the party is located where? It's in your mouth, Victor. We're going to have links up, like I said, WGNradio.com. Enjoy Cinco de Mayo as you celebrate and provide all of the great fun for all of those fans.
It's our Super Bowl.
It is
Super Bowl. Rosie's Super Bowl. Cinco de Mayo.
Woohoo! All right. Thanks, Victor. Have a great day. Thanks for jumping on the show.
Thank you for having me.